Trump to impose new 50% tariff on copper imports. President Donald Trump announced on July 9th that the United States will impose 50% duties on imports of copper into the country. I am announcing a 50% tariff on copper, effective August 1, 2025. After receiving a robust national security assessment, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. Why did our foolish leaders decimate this important industry? He wrote, citing copper's importance in manufacturing semiconductors, aircraft, ships, ammunition, data centers, lithium-ion batteries, radar systems, missile defense systems, and hypersonic weapons. America will, once again, build a dominant copper industry. Trump had previously teased the tariffs on July 8th. Copper prices surge. Copper prices have surged around 9.91% in the past 5 days, jumping from $5.02 per ounce to $5.62 per ounce. These higher prices will likely weigh on various copper-intensive sectors, including construction and technology. The tariff follows through on the president's statement made earlier this year. In March, Trump stated that he would impose a levy of up to 25% on all copper imports and urged domestic companies to increase their production of the red metal. The United States is one of the world's top copper miners, producing about 1.1 million tons annually. Chile remains the largest copper producer, with 5.3 million tons. This is followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo, Peru, and China. At the same time, the United States consumes about twice as much as it produces, resulting in the country's dependence on imports, mainly from Chile. Copper is a crucial component for electric vehicles and renewable energy sources. Additionally, it will be a vital source for advancing the president's economic agenda, particularly in artificial intelligence, data centers, robotics, and semiconductors. Copper is also an imperative material for AI chipmaker NVIDIA. The metal is used in the tech juggernaut's specialized Blackwell chip architecture, data systems, and cooling infrastructure. Pharmaceutical tariffs. On July 8th, Trump also suggested the possibility of tariffs of up to 200% on pharmaceutical imports. He made no such announcement alongside the announcement of new copper duties. Trump has said that pharmaceutical duties would take longer to begin, promising to give people about a year, year and a half. We'll give them a certain period of time to get their act together, he said. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick later confirmed that more details about pharmaceutical tariffs would be released at the end of the month. With pharmaceuticals and semiconductors, those studies are being completed at the end of the month, and so the president will then set his policies then, and I'm going to let him wait to decide how he's going to do it, Lutnick told CNBC. Andrew Moran contributed to this report.